Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Dr. Lonnie Herman, who's the creator of the Rapid Health Restoration System. Lonnie, welcome to the program.
Hi. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And good morning to you and your followers.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I always like when I hear, you know, what's the name of your company? Well, the Rapid Health Restoration System. So we all are concerned about our health. We all want to restore our health. We all want it done fast. So rapid, that resonates well. And I want to know that it's a proven system. So I'm excited to hear about what you do and how you do it. But let's start with, what's your story? What's your background? And how did you get into healthcare? And then more importantly, in the really tightly dialed in niche that you're in currently?
Well, and thank you for asking that. I'll tell you, when I was a teenager and had really no direction, my mother she sat me down and had a serious conversation with me one evening. And she said, you know, you're graduating high school in another year and you got to pick something to do. And I'm going to tell you the direction you're going. It's either doctor, dentist, or lawyer. And I said, I don't know anything about those, but I was into physical fitness and bodybuilding and wrestling. And I just, my brother, older brother, hurt his back when he was 19, and I'm 4 years younger. And we went to a friend from summer camp. Her father was a chiropractor and he helped my brother. And we called him doctor and we just said, hey, you know, it seems to be a physical fitness thing and why not try that? Let's go after that. So he and I both went off to chiropractic school and that's how it started. But coming out of chiropractic school, I realized very rapidly that the world was a different place than what I had learned in the school and philosophically based chiropractic school. It just wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. I like chiropractic, but I realized very rapidly that people with chronic health conditions, whether they're chronic migraines, didn't get relief from chiropractic care, or people with high blood pressure, it wasn't coming down with chiropractic care, or people with rheumatoid arthritis, or people who had a stroke, for example, or cancer, it wasn't getting better with chiropractic care, at least in and of itself. And I decided to go back to school. And the reason is, I saw many people around me in family and friends of the family who were coming down with terrible illnesses like Parkinson's and lupus and congestive heart failure and neuropathy, terrible nerve pain disorders and migraines and cancer. And I just realized that there's more that I wanted to do in this life than what I originally thought when I first went to school for chiropractic. So it was, and I'll tell you, one of my my grandmother, who I loved very much, her second husband, my first on my mother's side, her husband, my first real grandfather, Jack, he had a stroke. It was devastating, left him literally paralyzed from speech and body function, and he died soon after when I was a little boy. She got remarried to a wonderful, generous, and loving man, and just a few years later, he developed Parkinson's, and I tried chiropractic with him when I came out of school, and it didn't work. But neither did the medicine, and neither did the neurological treatments that were offered. And he supposedly had the top doctors, and it failed. And within 2 years of his diagnosis, he withered away to, unfortunately, an untimely demise. And that's when I really thought to myself, there's something that they're missing also. Something that side of, you know, healthcare is missing also. And I decided to go back to school and from multiple different things, which we can get into if you like. But it's really that for me, I want to figure out what causes the disease and how can we get rid of those causes to see the person's life turn around.
I love it. I interview chiropractors very frequently, and many times I hear a very similar story, which is like one time I heard this one doctor of chiropractic say, you know, I fell out of a tree when I was young and I hurt my whatever it was, leg or arm. And boy, you know, this chiropractor worked with me and it was just like worked miracles. And I knew right then. And there's always that kind of story of like what you just said, you know, I wanted to do this, help people. And then I discovered there was got to be more. And you actually used a phrase, and I thought it jumped out at me. I want to kind of clarify something. You said, I noticed it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. And I know that in chiropractic, there are a couple, three, four different types of chiropractors, like the back cracker or the gentle, painless, non-force pressure. And that's probably where you tend to be there, which then even goes further into, you know, here's this chronic disease that people tend to have. Traditional medicine can't help. Traditional chiropractic can't help. But I now have, I focus on a special type of chiropractic. So talk a little bit about what it is that you then focus on.
Yeah. So chiropractic is still my primary degree. And that's how I'm licensed here in the state of Florida to work here in this country legally. But within the state of Florida, there's an umbrella of what different types of services I can offer. So let's just say that I don't do chiropractic anymore. Because even the gentle forms or the more aggressive forms of working with the spine, just don't do for people, what really needs to be done to help people overcome these chronic illnesses. So when I went back to school, because I realized there was too much missing in the education. There was a lot in the education for chiropractic, but there was too much missing. And I'll say that I had been over the years, I had become familiar with the different types of chiropractic procedures. Technical aspect of from the light force to the more aggressive force of chiropractic treatment. But I realized it wasn't getting the relief for people from, again, high blood pressure or lupus or MS or an overactive bladder. And I realized that I had to learn other things. So when I went back to school for neurology, because I don't do chiropractic anymore, I learned in neurology how the brain controls the body, and I had to learn about many different parts of the brain. And I have years of studies in there, so I can elaborate for a long time. But also, there was another program that was offered in the neurology school, many other programs, but one of them was about immunology and neurochemistry, and that fascinated me. And in the immunology part of the program, the immunologist, who's over 40 years in the industry, very well known, multiple peer-reviewed journals he's in, he had pointed out to us in dozens of studies that were run by scientists around the world, these studies were not funded by drug companies. So it wasn't about the drug as the answer to relieve the symptom from the disease, like whether it was lupus or a thyroid disease or someone. What these scientists discovered and proved is that it was different hidden infections in the tissues of the body and toxins that got into the tissues of the body that made the disease symptoms or symptoms of the disease occur. And so the idea is get rid of these different infections and toxins from the tissues of the body and then see the symptoms of the disease disappear. And that's where I come in. I'm into finding the reasons why the cells are going to behave in a diseased manner. And it's not from a misaligned spine.
Yep.
It's from,
you know, I love that you say it that way. And it really is clear. It reminds me from a marketing standpoint. I was meeting with a client yesterday and talking about, you know, the classic features and benefits, but most people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about the benefits. Well, no, you need to talk about the benefit of the benefit. And what you're talking about right there is we're going to get to the root cause, but we're going to get to the root of the root of the root of the cause, you know, like why the cells are actually doing this from a neurological standpoint. And that's where it all starts. And then it's almost like if I'm, you know, maybe from a simplistic, you know, a layperson's perspective, all of a sudden there's a domino effect. Positively or negatively. If it's negative and these root problems are not handled, it causes a cascade of negative effects in the body. But if you're handling it the right way, it can cause a cascade of positive effects.
True. Very true. There's so many different reasons for the diseases that people are suffering from these days. Different reasons in the sense of, could there be a traumatic brain injury? Sure. But could it also be that they're just literally poisoned from things that are in the water and in the food? Or in some injections or surgical chemicals that were used, dental procedures that were used, and that have to be used. But still, there can, as you just said, a cascading effect. You know, it's. I'll give one example. Imagine somebody went in to get their cavity filled, and the dentist, not knocking the dentist, please don't get me wrong, but they inject the numbing chemical like a Novocaine into the mouth to numb the tooth, which has to be done to fill the tooth or to pull the tooth. But the numbing chemical in 3, 4, 5 hours later, when it wears off and the person can feel their mouth again and they can spit normally again and they can swallow normally again or speak again, because the numbing agent paralyzes sensory, it also paralyzes motor function. So when that numbing chemical wears off of the mouth, but it traveled, where did it go? It traveled to parts of the brain, to the kidneys, to the lymph, and it can lead to blood pressure changes. It can lead to back pain. It can lead to neck pain. It can also lead to a brain fog problem. So when we can find that and get rid of it, and then in the brain or in the lymph, or in the thyroid, it can cause a thyroid disease, literally, because it went from the tooth to the thyroid gland. So when we find these different causes and help the body get rid of them, it does cause, as you just said, in a very good way, causes that positive cascade.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes me also think, since that happens to some small percentage of people, that must mean I will never go to the dentist again and I will never have Novocaine. Of course not. Because that kind of thing doesn't affect a huge percentage of people, but for the percentage that it does, it might not even be like one of those. And we've all heard of, like, on my word, no one can diagnose what my problem is. But then this one, you know, practitioner found out that whatever it maybe was like, Lyme disease, because it presented as one thing or the other. And now someone got to the bottom of it. Well, I'll bet you that if you work with a patient that's presenting with whatever these symptoms are and you start checking off, nope, it's not this, this, and this. And then you go to find the source was a, dental procedure that impacted them this way. What a huge revelation and aha that is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when we can find that and then help them get rid of it and see their symptoms gone, it's life-changing for people. And I won't just blame dental. I'm not blaming dental, but it can be a lot of
things. Oh, right. Because it's a lot of things. You know, it could be the flu shot. It could be, I mean, you just start naming things that affect people one way or the other. You know, just as an example, we get our flu shot every year. And one year, my son, his arm had a marble sized, growth afterwards because it was a little bit of a reaction. And the previous year, it was no problem. The next year, no problem. And even that year, it was like, it just needed to, work its way through the system. It's not a big deal. It's just different people are affected differently. But if you have a way to discover that, let's just kind of dig below the surface and go to like the root of the root. Now you're able to stop trying to do exploratory and you're going right into here's what the problem is. Let's treat that. And this is a unique, literally a realm or field of medicine where you focus on quantum restoration. So what I would ask of you as a outsider listening to you speak like this, I'm certain that you have people that go, this is woo woo, or I don't understand it, or I don't trust it. Yeah. How do you respond to people that say, oh, that sounds all fine and good, but come on now?
Yeah, I've got to break it down very simple for them. Mm-hmm. And there are some more educated than others, and not knocking anybody, but some people are more medical minded, or they have healthcare in their, studies, or some people don't, and they're more of other fields of areas of the world that they study, whether it's in politics or in business or whatever, finances. But once I make it very simple for them to understand, then it makes sense. It does take me, I will tell you, and I'm not hiding anything here, it does take me a good 20 or so minutes to describe that. So what I've done is on my website, I have a free download for people. It's an ebook. That's a very simple, short, maybe takes them 30 minutes to read. It's only 40 pages, big pictures, nice, big size font. So it's not too much reading and a very easy to understand written format, all in lay language, okay? Not medical terms used to impress people and make them confused. It's written in a very simple language. And there is a video on the very last page of this 40-page book. There's a link that people can click on, and that link brings them to a private page on my website, only private because I want them to read the book first. But when they click on this link, it takes them to a page on my website where there's a 42-minute video that I did a few years ago. And this video, the first 20 minutes or so, I describe my journey as a physician to become the physician who helps people get, better out of, help them reverse their disease and restore their health. But also for the next 20 or so minutes, I describe in trying to make it in simple terms, I give a general overview of how the science works. Now, and I'll just tell you some insight for listeners right now who haven't gone to the book yet or listened to that video. The work that I'm doing is based on biophysics research, but also in areas of study that I took in neurology and neurochemistry and endocrinology and cardiology and alternative cancer understanding of therapy for the body, and in developmental disorders of the brain. And there's a long list that I put in my bio. But when we can really listen in to the cell that's diseased in the body and find the infectious or toxic agent that's making that cell diseased and clean those cells out of those disease-causing infections and toxins, there it's lights out for the disease. It's lights out. Yep. And I've seen people with congestive heart failure, and I've got proof of testimonials on my YouTube channel and on my website and on my Facebook and so on. Congestive heart failure gone. The person's alive and functioning. Congestive heart failure gone. Edema gone. Off high blood pressure medication. We've seen people with a lifetime of skin rash, eczema, and psoriasis, and rashes due to lupus, where the rashes are gone. People with chronic sinusitis no longer suffer from it. People with asthma, the asthma is gone. Their normal functioning. People with migraines for decades. One woman, 40 years of terrible, severe, debilitating migraines, gone from my work. She's alive, functioning well. The migraines are gone. We've seen overactive bladder problems gone. People are normal functioning, and the list goes on. And even pain disorders, neuropathy, nerve pain disorders, fibromyalgia. These symptoms are gone because we're able to find the cause or causes. And so, again, back to how I do it, I can give a very long discussion. Maybe we'll have another interview about that. Mm-hmm. But in that ebook that's free for people to download, and the video right. that I said, they can pretty much get a good part of that understanding in there.
Well, what I like about that response is when you mention words like biophysics, neurology, endocrinology, is part of your training and background, that's a foundation that people trust and that feels traditional. So then when you layer in some of the things that you are focusing on, it doesn't feel as odd and crystally woo-woo as it could. So I think that when people would go through your ebook and your video and then see that foundation, they see that you're approaching this from this traditional sense with a little bit of the 2.0 flair, if I were to kind of call it like that. So I really like that foundation that you have taken yourself through.
Thank you very much. I love it.
So, and there's
by the way, no greater reward than seeing people become their terrible disease.
Right. Well, you know, it's like, do you ever watch Shark Tank?
Sure.
Yeah. Hopefully we all do, but I watch them and rewatch them. But I mean, many times they're like, what's the problem this solves? And when you can solve someone's problem, especially when it's pain, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that is massive. That makes a massive difference. What you listed out of several types of things that you treat. What is the main number one or two things that people go, man, if you could just help with this, then this would be wonderful. What is the main thing that you're finding your patients are needing help with?
Boy, I'll tell you, if I can answer it this way, is that I realized years ago, just to stay in one condition. As I started treating people as understanding the individual and one individual, there might be one person who only has a skin rash, okay? But the majority of the chronically ill patients that I started to interview and work with and work for, I realized that there were multiple different symptoms that they had. It wasn't just fatigue or a rash. There could be pain and high blood pressure and dizziness and so on. So I'll say that people just want relief. So it's not just one condition that becomes more important than another one. A lot of people want better energy in life as they get older. People think, well, that's wearing them down. Something's wearing them down that they're not functioning as good. But people want pain relief. People want just better function. From the older group of people, and I mean older, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, people want to feel younger. People want to get rid of the ailments that have crept up on them, and whether it's pain, whether it's in addition to pain, there's a blood pressure problem, and there's depression, and there's anxiety that's going along with it now, and again, shortness of breath. For the younger people, and I mean children, we've even worked with, even less than a year old, we've worked with children. There are certain developmental problems, and there are skin rash problems, and we've seen success with all of it, with this work. So some cases are a bit more of a puzzle to solve than others. Some are very fast. When I mean rapid, it could just take within weeks of starting the treatment. But there really isn't one or two. I've got to tell you that I realized over time that when I was working with the, and I still do, when I started working with people who have these chronic illnesses, that there are multiple different, when you said Lyme disease patients or diagnosed as Lyme patients, they can have rashes and they can have nerve pains and they can have headaches and they can have depression. They can have anxiety. They can have rapid heart rate. They can feel dizzy. They feel lightheaded. They feel chronic fatigue. Sometimes they can't get out of bed. They could be vomiting and have diarrhea all in one package. Mm. So it's, I've got to look at the person as a whole, and there's not one favorite over another that I'm working with. And there's not one or two. I mean, I love seeing heart disease turn around. I love seeing the skin rashes turn around. I love seeing somebody who has an asthma for a lifetime and they can breathe now normal without the problem of the triggers that made it happen. I mean, when somebody's got devastating head pain and it's gone, but then they had it for decades, or even just a few years, or even just a few months. Whether it's an acute or chronic illness, and we can unravel the causes of the disease and see the person's life be restored, it's just great. So I'm sorry I can't answer it, as I have a top one or two that people are asking. This
right. It's just like I help every –
people have so many things.
Yeah.
And so with that said, I'm sorry what you just said. You know, I help everything. Well, and it's not too good to be true. It's just – it's as you brought up earlier, and it was very smart that your insight when you said that it's like a positive or negative cascade, right, of the domino effect. I mean, there are people who have seen where their whole lymph system is just loaded as the body's trying to detox itself. And the lymph system is loaded with, let's say it's got the flu virus and it's got the flu shot and it's got Epstein-Barr virus and it's got some other vaccine that was injected and dental anesthetic and mold. When we start cleaning out the lymph, then all of a sudden their blood pressure comes down and their headaches go away, or the numbness in the arm and hand goes away. And we didn't treat the nervous system directly. Usually that domino effect is occurring. And so
now you mentioned you're in Florida. Do your patients have to be right there with you, or is there a remote virtual protocol as well?
Yeah. When somebody goes through my exam, they understand why I prefer in person. I have done some remote for some people. Thank you for asking this question. I've had people, we have many patients, by the way, who the majority of our clinic, by the way, of the patients who come to the clinic are from other states and other countries. Mm-hmm. Prior to the COVID lockdown, the majority, over 60, maybe 65% of our patients were from other countries. Since the COVID lockdown, now it's opened up again at the border here, but since the COVID lockdown happened, we had to focus more on what was here in the US. But now they've opened up the borders and people can fly in from other countries without having proof of a COVID shot, which I'm glad the doors are open again. I prefer them to be in person, because the type of exam process that I developed is without getting into the whole description of it, it's just better hands-on.
Better
hands-on, yeah. But there's a woman from Slovakia who just could not come into the clinic. And so we did a long-distance remote type of test with her. And she had overactive bladder, painful periods, and a burning stomach symptom. All those symptoms are gone now. They're all gone. And she couldn't make it into the US. So can it work? Yes. I just know that with what I'm able to do hands on, I just think that it's a much greater insight for the person and for me to help them.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. If someone wants to pick up that ebook and learn more and connect with you, what's the best way they can do that?
On my website, which hopefully in the show notes we can show that, but it's my name, Dr. Lonnie Herman.com. And there is the offer right there within a few seconds. Once they pull up my website, the offer pops up on the screen and they can enter their name and email address and phone number if they like. And they'll right there immediately be able to download for free my ebook. And that's a good way. And there's a lot of we have a lot of frequently asked questions on the website. There's a link for that they can read into and so on. So. It's very easy. Lonnie,
thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure learning from you, and you've got a fresh approach, and I just love what you're doing for your patients. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much, Stu.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.